The sounds of woodlands can be wonderful. We would love you to record 60 seconds worth on your phone from your local trees to send to us as part of the Your Forest project. Because forests and woods can be magical places. And as we'll hear today, places that are really good for our health too. This is the young ornithologist Maya Rose Craig, also known as Bird Girl.
I feel like it's really obvious almost that going out into nature would have a positive impact on you. Like, I feel like we forget that we're animals too and we belong out in nature too. Especially if you live in an urban area, going out into a green space, into a wild space, really does represent just like leaving all your stresses at home in the urban areas. Especially at the moment, like we've seen so many people get into nature and things like that in the last year or so. And it's because it creates that escape from all of the just terrible things that are going on at the moment.
The prize-winning novelist and nature writer Melissa Harrison agrees.
To me, it seems quite clear, you know, we evolved in nature. We didn't evolve in buildings with air conditioning. We evolved over millennia looking at patterns of dappled light and shade, not constant indoor lighting. Our bodies are really finely tuned to natural cues and signs and signals. So when we go outside and spend time in natural places and in woodlands particularly, all we're doing is restoring our natural baseline. And most of the time, we're nature deprived. Research is overwhelmingly showing that there are health benefits from reduction of adrenaline and cortisol, which is a stress hormone, to effects on conditions like ADHD, even diabetes, gut health. You know, it's really stacking up.
Doctor and broadcaster Zoe Williams is a great champion of spending time among the trees to improve our well-being.
If I do this early in the day, I definitely have a better day. If I've spent, usually for me it's 20 minutes out in a natural environment, it kind of gives you that perspective back, because we're all busy and we tend to feel stressed about so many different things. And I think sometimes just sitting and looking at nature, looking at the birds, kind of reminds you how sort of small and insignificant you are, and therefore actually how small and insignificant your problems are or the things that are stressing you out. It helps me to sort of reset and just sort of push all those other thousands of thoughts to one side and get on with my day.
There's a great body of research underway to unpick the science behind the real health benefits of being among trees, some of which has been done by the Irish-Canadian medical biochemist Diana Beresford-Kroger, whose latest book is To Speak for the Trees.
Now, let me tell you something kind of extraordinary. Huge teams of physicists and mathematicians have found alpha and beta pinene are part of the aerosols that are produced from the tree together with oxygen. Oh, and there are many, many more molecules that are produced. I'm just pinning my ideas on these two. The alpha and beta pinene, they go into your nervous system first because they're fat soluble. I'm not telling you to go in naked now here. I'm telling you to go in, don't put anything on your head. Try and have your arms exposed. Try and have your legs exposed too, so that you get maximum dose of alpha and beta pinene. Increasing the T-cell ratio of your body, increasing the guarding system of your body. So that's the magic of the forest. You know, we've known as young children, you go in to a forest, you walk around and you come out, you're feeling wonderful. That's why, because of the pinenes. To me, oh, the synthesis of that story is fantastic. And that works all over the world.
And in among the community forests spread across England, there are some fabulous programmes aimed at improving people's health through contact with forests. This is Beth Kelsall from the City of Trees team in Greater Manchester.
So we started our work with dementia a few years ago now, collecting people's memories and stories and thoughts about trees across Greater Manchester, trees that they've grown up with or trees that on woodlands that mean something to them. We're not health practitioners, but we recognise that getting people with dementia outdoors and doing activities could have some benefits too. So we worked with a lot of people planting seeds or planting acorns for people to grow their own oak tree. The majority of the work that we do now, we do two different walks for people with dementia with their carers. So it gives the carers a chance to see who their loved one is or who they're caring for in a different environment. And there was definitely a change in some people that we could see. There's obviously a need for it because we're finding more and more areas across the borough that are interested in investigating it.
Even during lockdown, Jenny Pettican and the rest of the team at Thames Chase Community Trust have done what they can to bring the forest to the people.
We have a beautiful barn on our site and we run yoga sessions from there, mindfulness, forest bathing in the trees, but obviously we've had to cancel most of those programmes. However, we've really tried to pull that programme online so that people can do it from their own homes and still enjoy the forest, even if they can't get out to it themselves, especially those people who are vulnerable. We've got a great new programme starting, a beginner's guide to mindfulness and meditation. And I'm also heavily involved in our wellbeing and tree walks. And we're hoping to be able to start the real ones soon. But as part of that offering, we are creating virtual walks videos and putting them on our YouTube channel so that anyone at home can enjoy the sounds and the sights of the forest as if they were there and gain that mental and physical health aspect, even if they are stuck at home.
And even at a distance, trees can offer measurable health benefits.
There's a very famous study into recovery times from operations that showed that patients recovered more quickly and required less pain relief if their hospital bed had a view of trees rather than buildings. And that's just looking through a window, you know, so there's something really important going on.
And that something is making a real difference in individual lives. This is Rhianne Fatanoukan, founder of Black Girls Hike.
I don't actually tell this story a lot, but a few years ago, I got diagnosed with PTSD. Someone nearly ran me over. In the newspaper, they called it pedestrian cheats death. And then after that, I started getting anxiety. At the time, I used to work in this dead-end office job. And one of the things why I felt like I was getting anxious is because I always felt like I wasn't being meaningful with my time. So I'd wake up in the morning and I'd just be like sick with anxiety and I was worrying all the time. So when I'm out in the woods or in the park, I always feel like my time there is well spent. So I never really get that kind of anxiety anymore. It has really, really helped me. And I think it's been really calming for me.
And support is also available from the likes of Claire Olvey, who runs a programme called the Natural Health Service as part of the Mersey Forest.
The walks with your camera is one of my favourite projects. So this is where we have worked with a group of men. They went into the woods, they took a photograph, they came back and then they would sit around the table and discuss the photograph. As time went on, the walks became slightly longer, so they were getting more physical activity. And of course, the connection between the men grew stronger. And also, some of the photographs who entered into this competition, it was judged blind by professional photographers. And some of the guys who'd never taken photographs before came out as highly commended. So I was really delighted with that programme. And so we've run it with different men a number of times. And we've just had funding to support that, particularly aimed at middle-aged men and reducing suicide. So this is a really good example. And we've got lots of others in different areas to different participants.
And now it's become quite common for doctors to prescribe trips to the woods as a path to well-being.
So social prescribing is somebody like me, a GP, giving you a recommendation to do something rather than necessarily take something. We prescribe drugs and we shouldn't stop doing that because that's really important, but often there are other things that we can recommend to patients, such as spending some time in nature, that can have a positive impact on their health, as well as the drugs, sometimes maybe even instead of the drugs. Often it helps people create a social circle, particularly for older people who might be quite lonely or isolated. They get friends again, they get interests again. And when I know it's been successful is when I stop seeing them. A lot of the time as GPs, we see patients who are lonely and we see them quite frequently because we might be the only person they see. So for me, success is when we only see those patients once or twice a year for their checks. And yeah, sad to see them go sometimes because they're sometimes some of my favourite patients.
So why not head to your forest, to your local woodlands, park, even clump of trees, record a minute of the sounds there and send them to us and become part of this series, which is supported by the Audio Content Fund.